Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 66 with me, Amanda Peart, first broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 29th of May 2022. Hello everyone from Moreland near Penrith, where we are back again for Moreland Week, first started by John Drury and Jackie Johnston to try out their newly devised dances. It has changed and adapted over the decades, more than three, but is still great fun and gives us a chance to dance some different dances together over the week. More on that next week when it's all over. Today we have a mixed programme, hopefully with something for everyone, with an eye towards the big event, the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. We will begin with an 8x32 reel, Platinum Skies by Ruth Clark, from Belfast RSCDS Platinum Anniversary Book. One set and cast as two step up, dance down between threes and cast up to second place. One's Petronella turn to lines across and set. One's passing left shoulder dance half diagonal reel of four with second corners to second place opposite sides. Petronella set and passing right shoulder half diagonal reel of four with first corners to 3-1-2, all on opposite sides. First lady up, first man down for left hand across and all chase halfway anti-clockwise to 2-1-3. There is a very nice video from Belfast Branch and the music, of course, is from Marian Anderson and her band.
Thank you.
Let's hope there are not too many actual Platinum Skies this week. Marion played Ruthless by James Tween, Ian Peterson by John Renton, Miss Esme MacLeod's Welcome to the Princess Royal by Derek MacLeod, and Egg and the Fiddle, interesting title, by Pipe Major Robert Matheson. Now four couple longwise sets for Balmoral Strass Bay by John A. Charles, and first published by the RSCDS in Book 22. Very simple, ones with twos, threes with fours, rights and lefts, then set, half right hand across, set, all cross right hand. Reels of four on the sides, with twos finishing at the top, and the other three couples dance an allemande to finish 2-3-4-1. As you might expect, at least 15 distinct recordings. And I have chosen Drummond Cook from his 1984 LP, Tegar Ye Loop. Thank you. Previous tunes were Balmoral by Robert R. Gourlay, Mrs. H. L. MacDonald of Dunnock by Willie Laurie, and something traditional in Gaelic, Am Mulain Dhu, maybe, which translates as The Black Mill. Our first jig today is best set in the hall from New Zealand, or Best Sit in the Hall, as I've been told they say. The dance, devised by Helen Greenwood in 2003, was published in Book 46, and it contains the corner movement where those in the centre pull back right shoulder to dance to the corner position behind them. Kenny Thompson and the Wardlaw Band recorded the CD.
Thank you.
Greenwood dedicated the dance to the Auckland Region President, Campbell Mackay. The distinctive formation was first introduced by Alakay in a Strathspey Peter White in 1976, but is now popular in all three tempos. Helen also used the traditional Dance the Chenu as the lead tune, but the RSCDS chose Miss Barbara Hayes' favourite by Robert McIntosh, and on their recording it was followed by two others by Robert McIntosh, Miss Sophia Campbell of Sadwell's Reel and Miss Dixon's Reel. Now to a reel which I have been meaning to include for a couple of weeks, Ray Milbourne, devised by Derek Haynes. Ray is a pianist who played for various bands including Frank Reed's, and he was also the founding secretary of the National Association of Accordion and Fiddle Clubs. The dance has two chords for, unusually, twos and fours to cross over, so that the order around the set is man-lady, man-lady. The crib gets referred to as the half dance. Ones and fours, cross, cast and half figure of eight, half rights and lefts, and half reel of four on the sides. Then top and bottom, a full men's chain, and finish with eight hands round and back. Usually I would use Nicol McLaren's CD, A Tribute to Derek Haynes, but today we'll hear David Hall and his band from their Diamond Jubilee album from 1995. The name tune is by Ian MacPhail. Ray Milbourne by Ian MacPhail, St Magnus Bay by David Cunningham Sr. and the Cambridge Hornpipe, played by David Hall and his band. I expect many of you will be having some form of Jubilee celebration, and a cream tea is pretty traditional, especially at this time of the year. And here at Moreland we will have ours on Friday afternoon. Sadly missing this year will be Ian and Pamela Dahl, long-term stalwarts, but Pamela's arthritis is too painful to enjoy a dancing week. This Strathspey cream tea was devised by Ian Dahl and published in the Sheffield Diamond Collection in 2015. A three-couple set, ones turn two hands moving down as two step up to finish facing first corners. Dance to corners and set for 12 bars, finishing with ones facing opposite sides. Left-hand teapots and a right shoulder snake. Circle halfway, then all turn partner two hand to end 3-1-2. Neil Barron recorded the CD. Thank you. Neil Barron and his band played Glengarry's Dirk by S. Fraser and two Angus Fitchett tunes, The Four Stringer and William MacDonald Black, for Ian Dahl's Cream Tea in the Third Sheaf Sheffield Diamond Collection. A 4x48 bar jig next, from the first RSCDS graded book, published in 1960. Argyle's Fancy begins with ones and twos circle round and back, then ones cross down, behind threes, cross and behind fours, then reverse, crossing up through fours, behind threes, cross and behind twos, to place. Ones and twos rights and lefts, ones and twos half right hand across and set, ones and threes half left hand across and set, ones and fours half right hand across and all set. All turn one and a half for the last four bars. A good birl. Hi to Sheila and Billy. Hope you're getting plenty of dancing. Here's George Meikle and the Lothian Band with three traditional tunes. Is My Name, Mrs. Ross and The Nightcap were the tunes for Argyle's Fancy, and the LP was In Strict Tempo, recorded by the Lothian Scottish Dance Band in 1981. George Meikle is playing three times this week in Moreland, and Robert Whitehead is also playing three nights. The Wednesday party night should be good, with both Robert and George there. A connection now to the next dance, which was devised by John Bowie Dixon in 1978 and published in The Lothian Collection. Angus MacKinnon's Hornpipe is an 8x32 bar reel, with the recommended tune of the same name by Angus MacKinnon. Sadly, I don't have any of the three recordings, the oldest being an LP called Scottish Country Dance Music by Angus MacKinnon and the Scots Canadians. So eventually I chose a set of reels stroke hornpipes played by the Kerfuffle Cayley Band. Forgot to tell you how the dance goes. One's cast, cross up and cast again to set advancing to back to back facing opposite sides. Inverting double triangles and face first corners. Turn first corner right, pass right, second corner left, pass right, then six bars of reels of three across, right shoulder to fourth corner, and cross to place. Angus MacKinnon's Hornpipe. hornpipes were Geordie Affleck, Albert's hornpipe, Old Reeky, which is by Barbara McCowan, and Smith's hornpipe. Staying in Canada, which I think is where Angus MacKinnon was, and back even further to 1963, when Robert Campbell devised Bonnie Stronchiray, a flirty 8x through strathspey, where one set advancing to each other but turn their corners with two hands. Then there is the all cross, in, out or cast about bit, before two half-diagonal reels of four to sort everyone out. For this I have chosen Colin Dewar's recording on Special Requests, Volume 6. 8 tunes and a whole bunch of big names. Sweetheart Abbey by Ian Holmes, Miss Doreen Lambert by Angus Fitchett, Mrs. B. Jolly by Bert Murray, Pat Cushney's Strathbay by Ian Holmes, Jimmy Blue by Ian Powery, Mrs. Margaret Holmes by Ian Holmes, Mrs. Agnes Watt by Lindsay Ross, and Mrs. Ian Powery by D. Goodwin. Right, now a quick raucous jig, Georgie's Jig by Lewis Derrick, which was republished in Platinum 70 Years of Dancing in St. Andrews. So there you are, a Platinum connection. The dance is quick, fun, but by golly, you need to be awake. The David Cunningham Trio and Ron Ganella recorded it. Tunes for Georgie's Jig were The West Port by Billy Anderson and two traditional ones, Mrs. Ross and Cave Hill. Our final Strathbay is also our last Platinum connection. Platinum Strathbay is for three couples in a three-couple set, devised by Margaret Fairgreave in 2005, dedicated to her husband Crichton and other dancing friends. It was published in West Lothian 70th, 1936 to 2006, with recommended music 70 Not Out by George Wilson. Two start by crossing right and casting right into half reels of three across. Then they change right up and down and cast right into half reels of three on the sides to 3-2-1 all on opposite sides. Threes cross right hand and cast two places, while twos cross up and cast one place, and ones lead up, cross at the top to curve into first place. Then all turn with two hands for ones and twos half diamond poussette and ones and threes half diamond poussette. There is a nice video by Lochaber dancers, who look suspiciously like Harwell and Abingdon sort of area, but no recording, so I have chosen Dust Locket Light, from Short and Sweet, the third album from Chris Dooley and Nick Dewhurst. The Dewhursts played Das Locket Light by Tom Anderson and Remembering Featherland and The Hams Are Row, both by Chris Dewhurst, on the CD Short and Sweet. 20 tracks of slightly less common combinations, very useful for smaller classes. The CD was released in 2020, so hasn't had much coverage yet, but is available from my website shop. Our last dance is Bernie Boozle by David Queen, which has danced to Corners and Set, which we have already done in Strathspey time in Cream Tea. But it's another dance with birling opportunities and great music from Jim Lindsay and his band. David Quinn wrote both the dance and the tune for Bernie Boozle, and Jim Lindsay followed that with Tam's Rocking Fiddle by Gordon Shand, Laxo Burn by Arthur Scott Robertson, Stuart and Kenny Thompson by Bobby Frew, and The Inside Oot Fish Eater by Peter Wood. We will have a waltz to finish this week, especially for David Bell, Golden Memories and Furrow's End, played by Ian Robertson and Rob Alderton. Next week, I'll be including some dances from Jim Stott's Argentine collection, with the CD by Susan and Shona McFadgen with Ewan, which has just been released. Happy birthday to Ewan on Thursday. Thank you to everyone for listening and to all at Radio GH. Bye!